Wednesday means your second date update, and today we're going to try to help out Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So, second date update, this is where we try to help you and your dating life. If you've ever been out on a date and someone's not returning your call, turn to us. So, who did you go on a date with?
I went on a date with Carly.
Okay. Awesome. How'd you guys meet? Was it between friends at a house party? Do you work together?
We just met online, actually. And I haven't had a lot of luck with that before. But I really liked Carly. I really had a good time with her and hoping maybe we can go out again.
Oh, that's cool. Where'd you go? Like, what did you plan for this first date?
We went to the zoo for Zoo Brew.
Awesome.
And, I love the zoo.
Jackson, you love going up there.
I love the Zoo Brew.
Those are fun. That's where you go out and they have some adult beverages and you get to kind of walk around. And
no kids, no strollers, nothing. It's the best.
Yeah, it was so fun. And I had never been before, so I was kind of taking a chance, but I'm glad it was really great.
Now, it's
it was a great night. It had, like, cooled off after, like, the sunset. And we had a few beers and walked around, obviously looked at the animals, and just had a really great time.
That's good. And I'm glad it cooled off because, man, it has been so hot recently here.
Oh, my goodness, hasn't it?
Terrible. So awesome. So you saw the animals and just kind of called it an evening?
Yeah. I took her home, and I dropped her off, and I walked her to her door. And, I didn't try to kiss her, but I knew there was a second date. So I was like, I'm just playing it cool because we had a good time and I just want to keep having a good time and not put any of that pressure on it.
I respect that.
But I assumed it was going to happen, but then, she hasn't answered back. Huh. So it's been a bit and I'm just hoping that like maybe there's some other explanation and, thought it might be fun to give it a try with you guys. I've heard this before, and
I appreciate you listening, man. The only thing I can think of, because they're at a zoo, they're kind of by themselves, so a lot of the scenarios that we've heard in the past probably didn't happen, but did you make some really inappropriate joke? I feel like that's the kind of thing here. You're at the zoo, you make an inappropriate joke.
Or too much drinking.
Yeah. Like, did either of those things happen?
I don't know. I had fun the whole time.
Yeah. Well, why don't we do this? We can guess all day, or we could just grab Carly's phone number from you. So we'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll play a song, and we'll call her next.
All right.
Mix 105.1.
It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Brandon, who met Carly on Tinder. And, man, they went on a fun first date. They went to Zoo Brew at the Hogle Zoo. And if you've never been before, it's an adults-only event that the Hogle Zoo does where they serve adult beverages. You don't kind of have, like, some of the kids running around.
Yep.
You got to be a parent. Or, take away the parenting and just be an adult for a change. Yeah. And Brandon says it was a good night, a fun night. He even drove Carly home, and he was planning on that second date, but for some reason, Carly did not call back. Brandon, did I get all that correct?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, we tracked down Carly, so I'm going to pick up with her, but don't say a word.
Okay.
Hey, Carly, good morning.
Hi,
you're on right now with John and Justin, Mix 105.1. Are you still okay with being on air?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Hey, we're talking to people who have gone over to the Hogle Zoo and been to Zoo Brew, and just we want to get their report back, like if it's worth the time and the money.
Yeah, is it fun or not?
Yeah, and we got your number saying that you were at the Hogle Zoo for Zoo Brew.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's a really good idea. I mean, because it's, you know, you get to drink and walk around and look at animals and, no kids there, which is fabulous. Because, you know, the zoo is always crowded with kids. And the kids are always up front to get the best views because, you know, that's what adults think we should do. So, you know, without them there, then, you know, get some close up pics and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Now, let me ask you this. Were you at the zoo with friends? Were you there with family? Did you go on a date? How did you go to the...
Oh, yeah. I was on a first date.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Was that with someone named Brandon by any chance?
Yes, it was.
Hey, we're good at guessing, huh?
How did you know?
Well, here's the deal. Our show actually does something called the second date update, and Brandon called us because he thought the first date went so well that there would be a second date, but you know, you haven't called him, and we're just trying to find out why.
Oh, well, I am here's the thing is I'm a, like a, I love animals and I'm an animal activist. I'm a, you know, vegetarian and everything. But what happened was we were taking a selfie in front of the elephants. And you know, they weren't really paying attention because they were just being animals or whatever. And he found that throwing coins at them to get their attention would be a good idea. And so he kept throwing these coins at these poor elephants. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, yeah, just so that they're looking so that we get a better pic for Instagram or whatever. And I was just like, what? Stop doing that. I mean, they finally turned and looked. And we got a nice picture, but like, I kind of was turned off by his just, you know, way that he treated these elephants.
Oh my God, yeah. What a son of a biscuit. Are you kidding me?
Nope, throwing change at him, huh?
So what was he? Was he using pennies, quarters, dimes? Like what size?
Anything he had in his pocket. Okay. Pennies, quarters.
Chapstick, probably. Oh, I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff at Brennan.
Hard candy.
Right.
Like whatever he had in his pocket.
Right.
That was uncomfortable, I'm sure, for you, because I bet people around noticed the fact that he was hucking pennies at the elephants.
Oh, totally. I'm surprised, you know, someone that worked there didn't kick us out.
Me
know?
Too.
I don't think that's allowed.
It's not allowed, no. In fact, we should probably tell Brandon it's not allowed. And the good news is he's on the phone, so we can do that together. Hey, Brandon.
Oh, God.
Hi.
Brandon, you were throwing pennies at the elephants, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we got... you should see this picture. I'll text you guys this picture. But we got this perfect picture.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was like the capper of the evening.
You were such a puke. Like,
I threw a penny,
uh-huh.
And I hit the elephant. But it was a huge elephant, right? It's a penny. It didn't care. It like didn't even flinch.
Hold on, Brandon. Before you get any farther, Brandon, look down on your phone and text us to 615-44 the picture. I want to just see that. He already has the photo. I might as well take a look at it here.
Oh God, I'm so angry right now.
That's something I would do.
I just want to see it, and then. It's
because you're an a-hole too, Justin.
Wait, I think I got
all
it.
Did it come through?
Yeah, let me open up this. That is a good photo. That is a good photo.
It doesn't matter how good the photo is. You don't throw things at animals.
I agree. I'm just.
And listen, if somebody came into my house and started throwing pennies at me, there would be no more person. That would be the end of it for them.
So, Carly, I take it this was a big turnoff, like a deal breaker for you. Brandon hucking things at the elephant.
Yeah. I mean, to not even think that maybe the elephant would eat it.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. There's
stomach and. Think of it
I only threw that, one at the elephant.
Well, I think that's still one more than you should have, Brandon.
Yeah.
Like I think that's the point.
But if you had been there, it's like a feather hits you, right? It's an elephant.
And the photo is great.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be throwing trash into the elephant's enclosure.
Well, listen, Brandon's interested in another date, but the whole question is whether or not Carly's interested in another date. We've chastised him on the radio, Carly. Are you?
I mean, the thing is he still thinks that it was okay, so...
No, I won't do it again. It's wrong. It's wrong. I'll never do it again.
It's too late, Brandon. So I don't know if he's, you know, an animal lover like me or, like, understands compassion. So I don't really know. I don't think I want to have a second date.
All right. No date, Brandon, but you got yourself an awesome photo for Instagram, so you'll always have that.